you know, it's a massive game for both sides here. It's we got the opportunity to go into the final of the ICC competition, and it's such an exciting place for a player to be. You know, we've almost played knockout cricket throughout this Champions Trophy, but this is obviously you know, the one step towards a final, and you know, we've come here to try and win the tournament. So it's an amazing opportunity we've got tomorrow, and I think both sides will be excited about that.
Completely, or
yeah, I mean, it's another day, isn't it? Tomorrow, it's another game, and what's gone on in the past has gone on, isn't it? It's not, you know, has no relevance to tomorrow. It's whichever side, you know, handles the pressure well tomorrow, and people in that side, in your own side, putting your hand up and delivering, and that's what you have to do in these big games.
South African skipper has said that the crowd pressure will put pressure on your team. So does it really, on the eve of a semi-final, matter?
You say crowd pressure. I don't think that's at all. We have amazing support at home. You know, we're used to playing in front of these big crowds, and we wouldn't swap the support we've had in this tournament or the support we get, whether at home or abroad, to anyone. So it's you know, we're very lucky as a side to have that support, and I don't see it at all as a hindrance.
Alistair, hi. Hashim Amla has obviously got a really good record against England over the years, averaged over 60. And in last year as well, he blundered over 300 runs in 4 ODIs. How important will his wicket be early on for England?
Well, he's a massive player for them, isn't he? He's a very good player. Obviously, we've seen that firsthand last year here in the one days, and obviously the Test match here as well. So, you know, he's a danger man for them, and he's one of their key players. And I say, if we can strike early, obviously the two new balls, it gives that opportunity to do that. And we're going to have to be bowled extremely well in those first 10 overs in this Champions Trophy so far. And we're going to have to do that, you know, do that this time against South Africa. We know he's a fantastic player, but as all players are vulnerable early, we have to try and strike early, and if he gets in, it's a danger to us. So certainly a key man, but if we can get him out, that does put pressure on other players in their setup.
Hi. In the last few weeks, we've seen England accused of ball tampering, criticised for winning a test in 10 sessions, and the top three criticised a lot in this tournament. But bearing in mind the results, you're in the semi-final, etc., do you feel underappreciated?
No, not at all. It's just, you know, stories are always written about, you know, in terms of the side about, you know, certainly for me, that the Test match at Headingley, you know, that is what happens when you take a decision which people can disagree with. It's a very subjective opinion, that, isn't it, in terms of that follow-on. And you know, when you're sitting behind the ropes and you're not responsible for making that decision, it's quite an easy thing to say, I would have done something differently, when the pressure's not on you. So, you know, that's how that situation, I think, and that is very common for most professional sports teams, and especially here in England.
How's Grant Swan's fitness going into the game, Alistair?
Yeah, we haven't trained today. He's obviously training this afternoon. It's clearly a concern for us. You know, we haven't ruled him out totally yet for this game. We're going to have to see how he trains today, and see how he pulls up tomorrow. I mean, you know, there's one thing for certain: he won't be risked. There is no point in doing that for the fact that we've got a, you know, Treaders is an exceptional bowler as well. So we're very lucky in that department. So, you know, caution. We might be very cautious with him because it seems very sensible.